This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Watcher, welcome to...
Watcher cock. That's what they say in Birmingham.
Is it?
As well as, where's the salt? What is this white stuff? Help me. And the white stuff isn't the salt. The white stuff is the snow, which has crippled the country. Seriously, it's been amazing. I saw a snowplow last night. All the kids on the green, they took the day off school. So what they do, they made the biggest snowball they had ever seen. And all the kids got together and they rolled this massive snowball that was bigger than any other snowball ever, right? Like twice as tall as the average 11-year-old. And they rolled it, made it as big as possible. And then they rolled it into the road and blocked all the traffic.
Is it still there?
Yes, with bumpers in it.
So, yeah, this episode something of
it's our 36.
Podcast. 36.
And you missed the joke we should have done at 31, or even at 30.
Which was what?
Well, if you listened to the Sunday Supplement every day, you'd have had a month of Sundays.
Right, I'm quite angry now.
Why, because it's your joke and I just
Because
nicked it.
I said that off air and you didn't laugh and didn't think it was worth repeating. And then you just stole it.
I can steal things.
Thief.
Pubescent. I am so very, very, very cold. It's still drizzling. It's kind of drizzling now, which will hopefully get rid of the snow, but I don't think it's going to. I think we're stuck with the snow forever. It's horrible.
I don't think that's true. I think it might snow again this week, which will be cool.
No, it'll be cold.
Well, yeah, but it's all right if you're indoors.
I've got to go up to Leamington Spa tonight. That's going to be treacherous. Being in Leamington anyway is dangerous, man. But on slippery pavements, how am I going to run away from the Midlanders?
Well, you'll have to learn how to do that for Valentine's as well, won't you?
Oh, yeah, because I am up in the Midlands again, in Leicester, though, where the cheese comes from. If you want to come see my show, it's called Matter of Tact. It's Time Out recommended. It's London Light Comedy Pick. Oh, yeah. You can basically find it. If you go to www.comedyfestival.co.uk, and it's on Valentine's Day, and it's called Matter of Tact, and it stars Izzy Lawrence, and it is very much worth your time. And there's still some tickets left, so you should definitely come. Because it'd be lovely to see you. And I will entertain you and not talk about Simon.
And what newspaper did you dig yourself towards?
I literally slipped and slopped all the way there. It was dangerous, man, because all the snow had melted a little bit, then refroze, so it just become like a bumpy ice rink. And so I went down to the co-op, and I slithered in the door, and I said, hand me your latest edition of the News of the World, please. And they did. And I got it because it was very much to do with love, passion, and that sort of thing. I've got a fabulous magazine, and it's got all sorts of sex tips. And I thought, well, that's something I need, is something to tip my sex. So, yeah, what did you go for?
The Sunday Times.
Oh, how are your fingers looking? Are they inky?
Well, I had a good tactic. I just took two or three of the supplements and decided just to focus on those.
Really?
Yeah.
But what supplements didn't you look at?
Travel, didn't touch business, didn't touch money, didn't touch news review, didn't touch sport.
Wow, that's a lot.
Didn't touch myself.
Didn't you touch yourself?
No.
Well, then it wasn't a very good paper, was it? Well, I think about the news review, I touch my stuff. Oh.
Anyway, I am going to beat you substantially this week.
I doubt that, Mr. Dunn. I doubt that. But forsooth, we shall declare this contest an open one.
You really are going to lose this week.
I'm not going to lose, Simon.
You are. Do you want to know why you're going to lose this week?
I will work out a new method of points.
Yeah, I'm sure somehow you'll come up with a way of winning. I don't know. Anyway, so this is why you're going to lose, right? I've got an article about Christopher Hitchens.
Oh.
And Martin Amis.
How is this Valentine, you know? Unless it's Christopher Hitchens.
This is the best bit. It's called Boys and Girls, Romance and Bromance.
Oh, no!
Martin Amis and Christopher Hitchens discuss love, friendship, and each other.
No, you can't have bromance between Martin Amis and Christopher Hitch. Oh, God, I've got images.
Oh, that's not nice.
If you go on the Vanity Fair website, you can see pictures of Christopher Hitch in smoking cigarettes in the shower, rubbing himself. Yeah. His belly, not his lower regions. But I've got that now with Martin Amis next to him.
Well, it's going to get worse.
Oh!
They've got a misprint in there as well. They keep calling... They keep calling him the Hutch. Like he's a rabbit or something.
No, he's a place to keep rabbits or rampant rabbits. Anyway, that's just making me slightly ill and turned on all at once. Tell me more.
Martin Amis says that the Hutch... was my first love, that's for sure.
Oh, that's wrong.
And Christopher Hitchens is talking about a party for the launch of the Rachel Papers in 1973, and Clive James was there in denim hipsters.
Oh, no, no, don't put that image
hang
in
on,
my
head. Hang on. And despite my own truly dreadful attire, I got off with Martin's sister, Sally. I took her to the Cadogan Hotel, possibly secretly wishing it could be Martin.
No, that's wrong. I mean, why didn't he take Martin? We know he's into that sort of thing, because he has said he has done that.
But he hasn't outright said it wasn't with Martin.
That is true.
Also, I'm going to win because of this game that they've talked about, which is when you change the word heart to dick in any well-known song or phrase.
My dick will go on.
Yeah, Dick Break Hotel.
Love dicks. That's a sweet rather than a... Yeah.
Be a very different candy, wouldn't it? You cannot beat that.
My dick goes boom diddy boom diddy boom diddy boom diddy boom. That's a bit wrong.
Your dick doesn't do that.
My dick does. I'm just literally, I've got bad images, homoerotic porn in my head.
Well, there you go. That's what I offer up.
Got Martin Amis and Christopher Hitchens lezzing it up. And I'm scared. Oh.
I think I've broken Izzy.
Oh, I've got an erection now. I've got Sex and You 2009 in Fabulous magazine and the hottest sex survey ever, which is quite interesting because they've done a proper survey and it's statistically calculated.
Oh, that reminds me of a quote in another article of mine which says that sexual statistics are about as reliable as paper condoms.
Huh.
I'm just saying, I'm just trying to undermine your article. That's all. Martin Amis.
Oh,
licking.
No! Oh, my eyes.
Christopher Hitchens' naked belly in the shower.
He's got quite a nice belly as Hitch, but I'm not going to go there. I'm not. It's
and
just
And
wrong.
He's using Martin's head to
no!
rest his ashtray.
Oh, bromance is excellent. Because you suffer from love with straight men, don't you?
Do I?
You have a thing for who was it? Which film star was it?
Tom Cruise are quite fancy, I suppose, and George Clooney, Harrison Ford, Sean Connery.
You're such a girl.
And Richard Briers in his sweaters.
But you just want some of the sweaters. Well, you'd go through a lot for those jumpers.
It would be
you?
Great because you'd be clinging on to Richard Briers. And all the while, Felicity Kendall would be rubbing herself up against you.
No, that wouldn't happen.
Why not? I'm rubbable.
So, Saturday sex, 25% are more likely to have sex on the weekends, and over half love doing it on holiday. The orgasm report. So you probably
D plus. Could have been better. Much try harder.
Always try harder. 48% of women are still being left unsatisfied, while 85% of their partners always climax. Good news is that 25% of women reckon they have one every time they have sex, and some of you have multiple orgasms. Here's your turn-offs. 26% being too tired or stressed. 5% is Simon Dunn. 8% takes too long. 8% is children at home. 10% is his bad technique, read Simon Dunn. 10% is bad hygiene. Read someone down. 15% my partner doesn't turn me on. 18% body insecurities. But to be fair, it didn't say Simon Dunn in any of those. 5% is nothing. So, which is almost like Simon Dunn. But here's, what's your average? How many more women in London and Wales have slept with over 15 people than anywhere else? Northeast ladies are the most likely to get drunk to have sex, 27% saying it helps them initiate it. East Anglia, 11 men. One woman who lived here confessed to sleeping with over 500 men. Wow. Are you still there?
I'm sulking.
Why?
You call me smelly.
I didn't call you smelly. Oh yeah, I did.
Yeah, you
bad
did.
Hygiene.
You've broken my dick.
You broke mine with the hutch, and I love that. I'm going to start, the hutch. That is beautiful.
Are you going to concede?
Yeah, all right. Oh, bloody hell. Oh, get this, my eyes. It's even worse now. We're doing food now, aren't we?
Yeah.
Because every article I see now is related to the Hutch and Martin Amis getting it on.
Well, I'll make it worse if you like. Mine's all about Nigella.
Oh, no, that's all right. She's kind of similar. No, worse is mine.
Oh, go on then.
Because this is exactly a description of Martin Amis and the Hutch. Because it's like a rack of lamb with roasted rhubarb. And...
Which one's which?
Well, rack of lamb's obviously the Hutch. And the roasted rhubarb is a very good description of Martin Amis.
I would have thought the Hutch...
I love that.
I would have thought the Hutch was a long, cool glass of water.
Do you think the editor read that and thought, that's right, that's
no,
a good nickname for a man?
No, I suspect he read the Hutch and went, no, that can't be right. It must have been Hutch. It's the 70s. The other one must have been Starsky or something. I don't know.
Starsky and Hutch, yeah.
They slide across each other's bonnet, you see.
Oh.
Basically, I just want to talk about quite a nice article by Julie Burchill talking about when she met Nigella before Nigella was famous. And Nigella was talking about how people who have had a stable home life when they were growing up aren't interested in having a stable home life when they're older. Just about it, really.
I've got, like I said, Starsky and the Hutch rubbing each other in a big plate of romantic dinner for two. And then I've got, like, this is all to Jamie Oliver.
Jamie Oliver claims he's never read a book.
I can believe that.
Not even the ones he writes.
Yeah, I can believe that. Ask Jamie, does it matter whether I use fresh or dried herbs in recipes? Delicate herbs like basil or parsley lose their taste when dried, so are best used fresh. Woodier herbs like rosemary and thyme keep their flavour better. So using dried isn't a bad option at all. I don't really know why I read that out. I thought it was going to be more interesting than that. But a bit on the side, a beautiful berry cocktail. So see, it's the sex themes going throughout. But to be honest, I don't want to ever have sex again now. I feel wrong and violated in the mind. Just for the readers, right, if you want to search this out, there is online somewhere a clip of Christopher Hitchens at the Hay on Wye Festival, drunk and singing, and also being very revealing about his fantasies over Margaret Thatcher.
Oh, yeah.
Which, I mean, that is odd.
Well, it's not a fantasy, is it? It
actually happened, yeah, with a bit of rolled up newspaper. I don't know where you can get that from. I can't remember where I got it.
It's from Times Online.
It's from Times Online. And also you can download quite a lot of interesting talks at the Hay on Wye Festival. They're only like £1 or something and it's worth it. So what's Nigella's meal?
Oh, no, it's not meal. It's just an article about Nigella, who was out on an evening out with them. And they were all really drunk, drinking cocktails. And she was drinking Diet Coke. And at one point she loudly declared, I'm going to throw caution to the winds and order a proper Coca-Cola. There, what do you think of that? And Julie Burchill said, well, we all thought we were in love with her.
Really?
Apparently, yeah.
She is quite seductive.
I don't find her at all erotic.
Really? Have you seen her programme?
Yeah.
Really? You don't fancy her at all?
No, not at all. Felicity Kendall, on the other hand.
Stop going on about Felicity Kendall.
I like just trying to make you say the name more than anything. What's
Shut
her name?
Up.
What's her name?
Felicity Kendall.
And how do you say the name Penelope?
Penelope?
Yeah.
What's wrong with saying Penelope? That's how you say Penelope. Jerry.
Article or farcical? I always turn into a bit of a cockney when I introduce this.
Article or farcical?
Yeah, that, what you said. Not article or farcical.
I went to London yesterday and within about 10 feet, I said, sorry, mate, to a tramp. Like, sorry, mate, yeah. and then asked for directions of two young ladies in this voice. I said, excuse me, can you help me, please? And the tramp looked hurt.
Quite rightly. I'd look hurt if you talked to me.
I think I am What's-Her-Face from Prime Suspects.
You're Helen Mirren.
I'm not Helen Mirren, I'm Jane What's-Her-Face.
Tennyson,
that's it. Because half the time she speaks like this, and half the time she speaks like the Queen.
Well, she is the Queen.
I know she is the Queen now, she wasn't the Queen then.
Well, she was technically the Queen then, she's still Helen Mirren then.
No, she wasn't.
She was.
She's Jane Tennyson, what are you talking about?
You can't say she was not...
You can't say she was not the Queen, I think you can. I say that Jane Tennyson is not the Queen. Simon says, I can't say that. I say, I bleeding well can. I will also say... The cracker is not Hagrid.
That is true. I'll give you that.
Yeah, I'll get a bonus point for that.
Bonus point? We're not giving points away for you not naming what people are.
I'm gonna insist on getting a bonus point. It's the first one of 36 episodes, and I've got it right. I'm writing it down. Bonus point. 1, 2, Izzy, and. We got complaints. Okay, well, we got two complaints, and both readers know who they are, okay? Apparently, one week, I think it might have been last week, I used a farcical, which wasn't pulled from my bottom, which was pulled from a Yahoo article, mm-hmm. And apparently that's not allowed.
What do they know? We made the rules up.
But that's the thing. No, all dictators have a problem in that they have to kind of go with what the people want.
To an extent, but then you're not really dictating otherwise, are you?
Well, exactly, but no dictators are dictating. They're all just idiots. Like, even Stalin pandered.
Stalin was not a panda.
He was.
No, he wasn't.
He was a shaved panda. He was a shaved panda. Okay, that's what Stalin was. And you know that because he still kept his moustache, so you didn't see that actually his lips went up to his nose like a panda's does.
I see.
And he was also a police car. That's why every, like, big meeting during the Second World War, Stalin could be heard running around St. Petersburg going,
is it why also the gulags were full of bamboo?
And now you're just being silly.
What was the other complaint?
That was, there's another one backing that one up, saying it wasn't pulled from my bottom. Because Yahoo is not my bottom.
Well, I don't know. I have heard your bottom say Yahoo.
You have not.
I have.
You have not. I'll take you to... No. We're not in America. We're in the UK. In a court of law, you have to prove the allegation. If you're in America, I have to prove that you're wrong. UK, you have to prove that you're... That is the main difference between our two countries. You can't piss off people who are in charge without litigation.
You haven't really got many things to talk about for article or farcical, have you?
No. Well, I would if I could use the main articles, but we have to do it from the supplements, and the articles are quite good, and the supplements are all a bit rubbish. So, here we go. These are all in the supplement section. Some of them might be adverts.
Okay.
Okay. Carpet me now, please.
Okay.
Master Blaster.
Master Blaster. That rhymes at the very least.
Bargain potato planters.
Now, is this people who plant potatoes or bargain potatoes or bargain potato planters?
Three for only $14.95.
Yeah, but what? Three of what?
Bargain potato planters.
And finally.
And last and certainly least, Mongrel Mall's Bono.
I really want that to be true.
So, Simon...
You haven't misread that. It's not just bone, is it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, is it? Carpet me now, please. Bargain potato planters. Master Blaster. Or Mongrel Mall's Bono. One of these, Simon, is a farcical. I've made it up. The others are genuine, actual articles. Choose!
I'm going to go with my gut instinct and say that because I haven't really seen it much on the news this week, that Mongrel Mall's Bono is something that's running round your buttock cheeks screaming, Yahoo!
As if they're big enough for something to run around, unless it's a woodlice. And woodlice can't say anything when they run. And why would I have a bottom full of woodlice? You're horrible to me. God! You see, if I was allowed to use the main article of the paper readers, I'd have had things like off your Facebook. This is all about drug dealers on Facebook.
No one ever sold me drugs on Facebook.
Well, that's because everybody knows that you can't afford them. Well, let's start with Master Blaster. I can't find where I got that from, but it is in there.
Okay.
Bargain Potato Planters, that is a genuine three for only $14.95. So that leaves between Carpet Me Now, Please, and Mongrel Moore's Bono. You'll be delighted to know, Simon, that you're wrong.
Oh, God.
Carpet Me Now, Please is my lame attempt at coming up with something boring, and Mongrel Moore's Bono is in the rated section of the News of the World. It's unfortunate, though, because you think, oh, this is going to be brilliant, but prepare to be sorely disappointed. Snarling mongrel star John McClure has bitten into some of British music's biggest names. I don't think Bono's British, is he? He's not Northern Irish, he's Southern Irish.
Yeah, that's really
not British.
Quite offensive, isn't it?
Yeah. Though jolly well done, the News of the World, placing Ireland in the British Empire, as it should be.
Can we have an irony alarm?
No, we can't have an irony alarm. We can have bonus points, and that's another... Yay! So that's Izzy bonus points up to two.
You're actually writing that down.
Yes, I am. But it's great, because I've done it in Roman numerals. It makes it look like I've got 11. So I'm quite happy.
I have an interview with Eddie Izzard.
Oh, I have an interview with Dieter von Teese.
What? You just made that name up?
No, Dieter von Teese.
It sounds like someone in a Mel Brooks film.
She is, like, one of the most famous burlesque dancers in the world.
Oh, so it's a stage name?
Yeah, well, obviously it's a stage name.
No, not obviously.
She used to be married to Marilyn Manson. And
really?
Yes, and she's a world-renowned sex vixen. And she's extremely pretty.
Oh.
Actually, I know. I'm going to turn the camera on between us so you can see a picture of her. She's that one.
She looks a bit like Demi Moore.
What I like about her is she's not orange, which is unusual, which helps. In the world.
Izzard's quite orange.
Is he?
Yeah. Aww.
Is he like a Stalinist orange? That's quoting his own material at you.
He does this really nice thing whenever anyone tries to tell him a joke, where he goes, "You're not going to tell me that joke," and then just talks loudly over the top of them. And then he says, "Nobody's allowed to tell comedians jokes." People go, "Here's a joke you could use," and I say, "No, it's a really strong rule. It's legal. If someone tells me one and I do anything like that in my act, I could be sued."
You couldn't.
Well, he could be sued. Whether or not they would win or not is a different matter. He talks about God. He said, if there is a God, he's a bastard.
Fair enough. I don't think many people disagree with that. The Pope would say so. Oh, I saw a brilliant picture. It was on the internet, but it was the Pope meeting, like, the circus people, and they had a lion with them, and the lion roared at the Pope.
He roared at the Pope?
Yeah, it was only a cub. It was in their hands. There's this little baby lion going, "I'm going to eat you, Christians. I'm going to eat the Christians. Arr."
But he makes a very interesting point. To get elected in America, you have to have faith and you have to be with God. But to get elected in Europe, it's the opposite. You can't have faith.
That is certainly true, because we mistrust a bit. Whereas America, it's seen as a necessary part of your identity. We see it as a bit weird.
It's true, isn't it? I mean, Tony Blair kind of held back on his religiosity.
Well, he did.
Power.
Except, you know, New Labour sort of economics was all Christian. Was it social Christian economics?
It was. Demos, yeah. It was sort of kind of social Christianity.
Which, you know, I'm not entirely against, as long as you don't start wishing for things for them to work. If you think the world runs on magic, that's not the best idea of how to run an economy. But it is to run a bank.
Was that satire?
Yeah. See what I did there? Yeah. Well, Dieter von Teese, what piece of makeup would she take to a desert island?
I don't know.
Red lipstick. It's so adaptable. You could use it on your lips, cheeks, and pink up your nipples if you meet a hot native. You could also come in handy for a rescue note.
Why do you need to pink up your nipples on a desert island?
Why the hell wouldn't you?
Well, fair point.
You're on a desert island. I'm pinking up anything I can find.
Lost would have been a very different show, wouldn't it?
I reckon on Lost, they all pink up their nipples on that. That annoyed me, that show. Yeah. Oh, I sat through the first season of that thinking, oh, what's going on? And then I found out absolutely nothing bollocks to it. There's no rules here. And I got angry. So don't dismiss vanilla sex is her big advice.
What's vanilla sex?
That's just like normal sex.
Oh, I see. Without any kind of BDSM and all that stuff.
What did you say?
BDSM.
And what does BDSM mean?
Hang on. No, I know this. AC/DC means you go both ways.
Or you're a member of a rock band, or you just like currents.
Yeah. BDSM is bondage, something, and sadomasochism.
Dungeon, I reckon.
Dungeon? I don't know. Dragons, maybe.
Or maybe it's just BDSM, so like BDI.
You can't say BDI in relation to sex.
You can say BDI in relation to sex. You've been talking about the Hutch. He doesn't have BDI, so does he? He has massive eyes, like Joe Brand's.
He hasn't got Joe Brand's eyes. That would have been very weird.
Anyway, can we stop talking about the Hutch? Why do you keep bringing him up?
I don't bring him up. Amos does. Technology then, and this week they launch Google Stalker.
Nice.
They haven't really called it Stalker, they've called it Latitude. But essentially, it tells you where all your friends are on maps if they sign up for the service too, so you can know where their phone is anywhere in the world.
That'd be useful if you lose your phone.
No, it wouldn't.
Or because it's stolen.
No, because you need your phone to find it. Oh, no, you could use your friend's phone, I suppose.
Exactly.
It's going to say, oh, yeah, your phone is on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. Well, that's helpful, thanks.
It might be more accurate than that.
It's down to about 5 yards.
Well, 5 yards is good, because that is it upstairs or downstairs? No, that wouldn't work, would it? Because 5 yards, it's not vertical, is it? We need Google Earth 3D.
Apparently, Google thinks that this isn't an invasion of privacy, because you have to sign up for it. But you could surely sign up for it on someone else's phone without them knowing. They reckon the idea is that you can go anywhere for coffee and they'll be able to see exactly where you are and you can all meet up. And it's really quick and easy, they say.
It's a bit scary, though.
I think so.
And you'll just get like Stephen Fry, who'll be all over the planet.
Stephen Fry will sign up for it. Unfortunately, he won't, though, because it's on the BlackBerry at the moment.
Is it only on the BlackBerry?
BlackBerry and Nokia, and he doesn't like Windows mobile phones.
No. Does like Twitter a hell of a lot, though. So, are you on Twitter yet, Simon?
No, I don't tweet.
You
don't
should
know what
tweet.
That means.
I tweet, dear readers, so you can catch up with what I'm doing if you're bored. It's almost as exciting as what Simon does. I think, Simon, you should so make stuff up. You should just go on Twitter and just go, today Simon is fighting the Hutch whilst cleaning out his coin collection. You know, something like that.
So what have you got?
I caught my hubby virtually at it with another man.
But was it Martin and Christopher?
It's not Martin and Christopher, shut up. A wife has dumped her computer mad husband for having a virtual sex with another man on his laptop while he was in bed with her. So he says he was just messing about. There's not a gay bone in his body. He just found it funny. And she says he's not a Troy Hammerthal of Bondage Ranch. He's John Best from Derby. So shock in bed. Lisa woke to a gay dungeon. She wants a divorce after his Second Life gay affair. I joined Second Life briefly for an hour and got bored.
It reminds me of when The Sims came out, and I found myself one evening sat watching a computerized version of myself sat at a computer playing a computer game. It just made me realise that I really should go and play a different game.
I see, I've only played The Sims once and I just enjoy the sort of design element of building the house. That's all I enjoyed. And actually when you got into the actual stupid people walking about going, oh, no, walking in because I don't speak English.
No, they talk like the way we talk.
They talk like Christopher and Martin in bed.
Time to decide then who has the superior supplement. It's me.
Oh, hang on. Before we do that boringness.
What? The thing where
big
you
shout
lose.
Out. Big shout out to Fran.
Yeah. We saw Fran at a gig on Wednesday.
Yeah, Simon and I had a gig together in Totterdam, which is the most onomatopoeic name of a location in the UK. And Fran came up and said hello. So, hello, Fran.
You're just avoiding the inevitable defeat.
I don't know what you mean, avoiding. What do you mean, avoiding?
You always do this when you know you've lost.
Feet. My feet are a bit sore today because I decided, because I can't go running because of the ice and the slipperiness, I actually had to do star jumps. But I didn't realise that doing star jumps is a good idea to wear shoes. So I did star jumps on carpet and got burns on my feet. So pity poor Izzy, for her nose is frozen and she doth shiver, for she is mad.
You've lost, haven't you?
What?
You've lost.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Right, put it this way, right? Martin Amis, oiling.
No! No!
Christopher Hitchens.
No! No!
You've lost by a mile. But I'll tell you also why you've lost, because this week in the news section, I know it's not quite relevant, but in the news section of the Sunday Times, they actually did an investigation into the guy who did the now debunked MMR study linking to autism.
Oh, yeah.
They say that he even faked his data now. Or misrepresented
really?
His data. Yeah.
He's an evil man.
So that's, if nothing else, that's
and
why the Sunday
measles
Times
is on the rise, by the way. If you haven't had yep. your measles injection, go get some. Yeah. That goodness is good. Because they're up by a third and it's a deadly disease. Get yourself injected. Yeah? Yeah. I hate you, Simon. I've got images of the heart.
What image have you got in your head, Izzy?
Gah! I don't want to go into it too much.
Go on.
Oh.
Yeah, go on, you know you want to.
Bromance is just a bit, it's just a bit too...
erotic?
Yeah, there's something wrongly erotic about two straight men getting it on. I don't know why. I think I need help.
Tell you what, if you concede defeat, I'll never mention it again.
You bloody will.
I won't, I will not mention it again. So have you lost this week?
Yes.
So the paper you should have bought last Sunday was the Sunday Times, which features
porn. It's
porn,
just porn
of the Amis and Hitchens variety, where they kind of rub and grind and grind up against each other.
No, no, no.
Whilst writing. So no. Join us next week, and then the week after that, we got something very special for you, but we can't talk about it just yet.
God.
Izzy's actually dead, so I shall say my farewells. If you want to write to us, it's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. You can write on our Facebook wall. You can dig us via our website at www.sundaysupplement.com.
I'm very, 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 very unwell.
And I've got bloody Christopher Hitchens dancing for Martin Amis in my head. Dancing!
Bye!